And we're off schedule, but on schedule, but back on schedule because obviously.
Oh my goodness, you're making me dizzy.
The Monday holiday last week was when we should have checked in with Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department. So that would suggest he would skip this Monday, but no, we went and refigured out the schedule. So we do welcome here on a Monday morning. It's Captain Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department. Captain Steve, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Glass. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
Thank you for making the adjustment for us. We didn't know in our crystal ball looking ahead of how maybe important this Monday would be,
but
some things happen for those reasons. But let's start this morning's discussion on a positive note. The reason we weren't here last Monday morning was because of the 4th of July, and your department had a huge role in putting on the parade. My wife and kids were there, said besides the rain, it was a great time. Give us your thoughts on how last Monday went.
Well, we got lucky. I had to run the parade, so I was sitting there at the beginning from the law enforcement traffic direction side, and I'm just watching the weather radar as it rolls in, thinking we are going to get just covered in rain. But we were lucky enough, it held off a little drizzle, and we were able to get the parade in. So I think everybody actually had a pretty good time, even though the numbers were probably down. It's
sure.
As crowded as usual, but I think everybody had a really good time and enjoyed the parade, and it wasn't too hot, that's for sure.
Now, interestingly enough, the parade had a float in it that caused some local attention to be taken. Obviously, it was a local, I believe it was a local gun range or...
Yes, it was a local gun range.
I just wanted to, don't want to call it what it's not.
Yeah, it was.
That's what it was. And this did raise eyebrows. I don't know if it was foreshadowing anything to come up in the week, probably not. But when you saw it roll by... You being in law enforcement, you knowing the laws, did you think this is going to create some stir in the community?
Yes. I was standing next to my counterpart with IU Police Department, and we looked at each other and said, well, we're going to get some complaints on that. But we also were aware of it. We knew that it was legal, and as the mayor's office already talked about, there wasn't anything from our side that we could or would have done about it based under the current laws. But we knew that it was going to cause some issues and cause some conversations, so we'll just let that play out.
Well, the point that I was trying to make, and we did talk to Mick Renheisen, the deputy mayor, last Thursday, who did a great job explaining all of the legality and which the cans and can'ts and do's and do nots behind it. It was just interesting to think that nobody, quote-unquote, would have noticed this if it was illegal and just let it happen. I think that's what got lost in this translation.
Yeah, that
here.
Was a silly thing.
The
for
concern
people
is
to,
fine. I understand
yeah,
it. You have kids, and
you're not going to. I mean, it's not like we didn't. I think that people need to know that you do have a presence in these kind of events, and you would know what was going on, and you wouldn't allow it if it weren't able to happen.
Well, we would have known if it was illegal. We would have stepped in early on and made taken whatever action we needed to get it sorted out so that it wouldn't have happened.
And that's what the job is. Your job is to apply the letter of the law. And we just want people to know that it wasn't something that snuck in there that everybody's backtracking. There is no conspiracy theory here.
Oh, no. No, it wasn't. It didn't sneak in. It was a registered and everything went, again, according to law. So, and I understand that some people don't like that. Some people are concerned or upset about that. And I think that's where, you know, that public conversation and conversations you might have at the state house or the legislature can be important down the road on both ends of that conversation.
Yeah, or if you want, take it to the city and say, hey, this is what we want to specify in our parades, and we're not going to have this or that or anything else. That's for the public to decide. You're right, and it's for you guys to enforce. And your job isn't very easy. And as we notice, we're speaking with Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department. Yesterday, one of the tougher weeks you've probably seen in your career.
It was a rough week. It was a difficult week, especially Friday morning whenever I woke up. I tend to go to bed early and get up early, but. When I got up and realized what had happened overnight and started reviewing the information sharing that we were doing on our end, it made for a very long Friday, and it continued over to a very long weekend.
And the news coming out of Dallas right now is that we heard at the top of the hour with Fox that it seems to be a lone gunman, a former Army personnel. Did a tour, I believe, in Afghanistan, and just horrific events. And then, obviously, with the protests going on in Baton Rouge and in Minneapolis.
That's what I was thinking about, is that there's some really...
tensions that are heightened. And
yeah,
even in St.
Like,
Louis, even in Tennessee, even in Texas, There have been plenty of issues. When people stop and say thank you, what does that mean to your department?
Well, that's huge. That's everything. And that's been the big thing over this weekend that I've, you know, talked to some of the younger officers about, some of my counterparts, whenever we're discussing some of these issues. The thing that I always find myself trying to remind them is that it's so easy to get caught up in this hate, whether it be from the national media or social media. That drama, that conflict is what drives those ratings, so it tends to be all you see. And so people start thinking that that is actually what's going on in the world, and it isn't. And Friday morning, one of the things that was so encouraging, even as we were dealing with some of this and locally going through and looking at what had happened and what we should be doing, we had people bringing food to the police department. We had a number of support, letters of support through social media, phone calls of support, and it meant everything. It was very, very nice, and we saw that over the weekend. We had people coming in all weekend long, bringing cookies, bringing snacks, bringing food, and again, just expressing their support for us. And what I try to encourage and let everybody know is that that's what the community is about. That's what the majority of the people in our community and in all the communities across the United States are about. They're not about that hate. And so what we try to do is try to build on that. I mean, it's very important for us to engage with the community and be a part of it. And when the community comes back and does that for us, it means a lot.
Now, obviously, Bloomington had, I believe, a slight protest or march over the weekend, not on the scale that maybe we've seen in some other cities. Obviously, your officers were out and about there. What did you take away from that?
Well, in Bloomington, we're so used to protests, and we've handled it for a very long time, pretty well, I think, in that we've had very few problems. We understand people's right to protest. We protect their right to protest. We want to allow them to do that. We only become involved when it becomes an issue of public safety and people's safety, and that's the only times when we step in, and then we try to do it as little as possible. And so we're not unaccustomed to these things, and we expect these. So right now, our overall approach to those protests haven't changed much. We have discussed some of the security issues after Dallas that we might see, but I don't see us making any fundamental changes to the way in which we deal with those protests. Again, the kind of community that we live in, people love to express themselves here in Bloomington, and they have a right to do that, and we want to make it as safe for them as possible.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He checks in from the Bloomington Police Department. And sadly, earlier in the week as well, we saw some officers in situations caught on videotape in one and the aftermath caught on the other. How does that resonate in your training? How does it resonate in your day-to-day operations of what you tell the guys on the street if they happen to run into things like that?
Well, one of the things that that's really important to us, and this comes out of it's with Dallas, it's with the incidents in Minnesota, it's with the incidents in Louisiana. It's really important to us that we see exactly what happened. So early on in this, we don't really know all of the details of everything that occurred. So we want to wait and see exactly what happened and then learn from those lessons, learn from those facts as they come out in these cases and what we can do better. Training is a huge priority for our department. It has been for a long time.
Now, do you guys force that in, or do you wait from a directive from somewhere else? How does that work out?
It comes from a lot of different places. We have continual mandated training in which we cover a lot of these topics as they come
up.
The other thing is that many of our officers and training officers here are well connected across the United States. As a matter of fact, this morning I was reviewing after action reports, actual law enforcement after action reports from the Orlando shooting and lessons we could learn from that. And I would expect in about another 2 or 3 weeks I'll be doing the same thing with the Dallas incident and some of these other things that have happened.
You know, I think one of the things that's going on, and at least in a lot of conversations I've had with people, is I think we're feeling, those of us who have permits to carry and so forth, we're getting to the place where we don't know what is appropriate and how we're supposed to do this. If you get stopped for anything,
mm-hmm.
What are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to conduct yourself to make it as safe for everyone as possible?
Well, if you're carrying a weapon and you're pulled over by a police officer, the first thing to do is to keep your hands where the officer can see them. On the steering wheel is fine, just in a nice place. Don't make any quick or sudden movements. Simply tell them that you have a firearm and where it's at, and then follow the officer's directions after that. They're going to ask you to do certain things, and it's all going to depend upon the situation. without going to any specifics about what may have happened, because we don't know that yet, if someone, a lot of times when you ask people if they have a gun or where it's at, they immediately reach for it, which is completely what you don't want them to do. A lot of times when you ask people for their identification, they reach for it instead of just telling you where it's at. And that's one of the things we tell people to do, is just stay calm, keep your hands in a visible area, and then just follow the officer's direction.
Well, I guess what I'm going to say right now, and I mean, I'm not meaning it disrespectfully, but I mean, I've been stopped before, and, you know, they ask you for your ID. Well, of course you're going to reach for it.
Sure.
If they don't want you to reach for it, I mean, shouldn't the direction be, please do not reach for it, but yes, please tell me where it's at?
Well, it depends. Most of the time when officers are dealing with some of these things, they don't know someone's armed. So they're not dealing it from that standpoint. If you are armed and you say, I have a weapon and I have a handgun permit, that's when they definitely don't want you reaching for anything. Typically, then what you'll see is, don't reach for anything. Just tell me where things are so they can see and understand what might be happening. There are some training, some of the things we try to reinforce is people do ask, officers do ask exactly where are things before they have you make those moves. But again, a lot of it is based on the information that officer might have walking up to that car. And it's so fluid and so different, you have to leave a lot of openings there, a lot of options.
Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He's with the Bloomington Police Department and checks in with us every Monday. And we know you have some busy times coming up. You have a fall recruiting schedule that you want to make sure everybody knows about.
Just started another hiring process. We're looking at a September 17th hiring date. So we're taking applications right now. If you go to the city of Bloomington, bloomington.in.gov, to our police page under that, you can find the application and download it and turn that in. And then our hiring testing date is set for September 17th. So information will go out specifically about times and locations for that after the applications come in. But, you know, we still have positions open at the department. We're constantly looking to hire and fill those positions. So we're looking for good qualified people and people we can train to be officers and serve the community.
And speaking of things that help understanding in our community, you've established an LGBTQ liaison program. That's new.
Yeah, we're really excited about that one, too. And, you know, the standpoint, it was very interesting because we've dealt with that topic a couple of times in recently, and we really haven't seen any big issues with our interactions with that community. We've not been getting a number of complaints or anything, and so we felt pretty good about that, but we actually had some internal conversations, and that's one of the things I really like about this. Internally, some of our officers here came to us, we started talking about some things we can do, and they pointed out the fact that we really needed to be leaders in the community and that this was an opportunity to do that. So we had those officers establish what were they looking to do, what would they like to do. So that's where we created the LGBTQ liaison positions. We've got two veteran officers, veteran sergeants for our department that have taken on those positions, Sergeant Dana Cole and Sergeant David Alley. And they're going to help us increase our communication to the LGBTQ communities. They're going to help us share information with them, get information from them, find out what we can do to help them better, and then also find out what they can do to help us. So really looking forward to that. We're going to be part of the upcoming Summerfest with that. So I think it's going to be a very good opportunity for us to reach out to the community. And even though we weren't getting complaints, I think it's naive for us to assume that there weren't things going on. So this gives us an opportunity to increase that communication.
And the more you communicate and the more you involve, the more everybody feels a part of it. How could it be possibly get worse? It's not. It's always going to be better. And then back to, just to wrap things up here, I just saw this from the Associated Press this morning, and this is Dallas Police Chief David Brown. This was, Margaret was talking about, you know, people that carry and everything else, and I'm not starting anything here. This is a direct quote from him just to give some perspective on this. For our officers, they were suspects. Someone is shooting at you from a perch position, and people are running with AR-15s and camo gear and gas masks and bulletproof vests. They are suspects until we eliminate that. So when people are running around downtown Dallas going to these protests dressed in these things and people are upset they're being arrested or being, well...
Wow. What did they think was going to happen?
Well, but that's the whole point. If you have open carry laws and things like that and you can dress like this if you'd like to and go to these protests, then people howl when the police are detaining you and questioning you. Well, I don't think you're doing yourself any favors there, you being the person doing that, but that's the fine gray line that you have to toe, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. It's things are very chaotic. They're ever changing. They're rapidly evolving, and you have.
It's
to
not
make
a video game.
Decisions.
It's not a sixty. It's not going to wrap up in 60. It's not CSI something. That's not how life works.
And many times you have to take some action that people aren't going to like. You know, detain certain people to make sure they're not involved. But in this instance, and what we saw Dallas handled that so far, you know, those people, while they were detained, were ultimately released, and at the end, the process worked out.
Sure, and if they weren't and it didn't, well, there's a whole other set of circumstances.
That's why I'm saying
this is a very gray line from freedom and terror and everything else all wrapped in between it,
well,
because it's difficult.
I think it's very unrealistic for anybody to be in a situation where there's something so violent and horrific happening. They didn't think that in that circumstance that they would be questioned. Of course they would be. What a silly thing.
They probably didn't think their costume, so to speak, and their weaponry would... They didn't expect that event to happen
where a mass murder of police. Of course they didn't expect that to happen. But they should have expected to be questioned because they were using carrying weapons that were easily as identifiable to what happened. I mean, you just should expect
people,
that.
People in our community were concerned when a parade float went through. These were people hanging out at a protest.
It's important to know your rights.
It is important
to understand your rights, but at the same time, it's also important to use wisdom when you exercise those.
Exactly right, and just be in exactly. It's right, and you're right,
and
we're
wisdom,
all right.
Wisdom does not necessarily.
How much does it cost to pay attention? Well,
would like
hey,
to see.
We appreciate your time on a tough Monday. And again, thoughts and prayers to everybody involved with this one. We have to get better as a society. It's not a finger-pointing contest. We all have to be involved because we all live here, and we all have to make it a better place for us and our upcoming generations. And we appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Glass. Thanks, Margaret.
Thank you.
Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department. Always great to check in with him. Sadly, on mornings where we have days on almost weeks of things going on, that are uncomfortable to talk about, but it's great that Captain Kellums helps us out with those from a viewpoint that maybe doesn't get always across, whether it's other medias, social media, whatever else. And again, we are all in this together. Please don't forget that as well.